This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple, where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns to manufacture a crisis. The U.S. Senate on Sunday passed a massive spending bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise corporate taxes, and hire an army of IRS agents to squeeze more taxes out of American wallets. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, after the 51-50 vote, with zero Republican support.
Joe-flation, as some people call it, will now refer to Joe Manchin, not President Biden. It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Border Patrol agents took 113 Haitian immigrants into custody after their sailing vessel ran aground off the coast of Florida Saturday afternoon. The boat was spotted off the coast of Key Largo near the gated community of Ocean Reef. China continues to bully Taiwan after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit last week.
China's largest ever military exercises surrounding Taiwan were drawing to a close on Sunday following a controversial visit last week to the self-ruled island by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, was on CNN and says Taiwan is an important manufacturer of goods.
90% of the high-end chips for refrigerators, the F-35, and cars are made in Taiwan. How would you like the Chinese Communist Party to own that whole market? We need supply chain break from China. So Taiwan's important to us economically.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hong Kong has reduced the amount of time travelers will need to serve hotel quarantine if showing up infected. That goes down from 7 days to 3 days. On June 29th, Earth completed the shortest day since scientists started keeping records in the 1960s. Mother Earth did a full rotation 1.59 milliseconds faster than usual. Although no one knows why Earth is spinning faster, some scientists are claiming it's climate change. California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issov, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity was defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This isn't new. This idea of safe sites was tried in Holland years ago. Methadone, and the like. The fact is that this is a drug dealer's dream because anytime somebody can't afford a fix, send them over to the free site. The rest of the time, sell them the drugs. On top of that, people are going to get further addicted. This is bizarre. It makes about as much sense as having a monkeypox party or a COVID party. and then saying, well, it's safe because we've got doctors there.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Phil Hotzepiller is going to be with us in just a moment. He's the president and founder of American Faith, the senior pastor of Influence Church, just out there having a good time in Southern California, handling the high gas prices and all the mental damage that's being brought to you by a blue state that only blue states have been consistently delivering. That's what you can say, is that they have been consistent in that manner. No matter what, you know, they're on a plan, even though their constituencies are suffering. The heck with that, we're going to stick to it. And even though you don't want it, we know better, because that's the attitude and the arrogance of elite politics that is running rampant in these blue states and trying to influence the rest of the country. Well, Phil Hotzepiller is with us now. Hey, Phil, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, but I got to correct one thing you said, Bill.
Really? One thing?
We don't have high gas prices here, Bill. We have designer gas. The gas out here on the West Coast is better gas. I think I told you this, but we were traveling a few weeks ago, and we went to some states that had lower gas prices, but the gas just was not as good. So we call our gas Louis Vuitton gas. It's the best gas in the nation. I really invite America to come join us out here, fill up your tank, see what if you can prove me right or wrong, okay?
Well, this is the part of the country that gives you Rodeo Drive, you know, and the lifestyles of the rich and famous, Beverly Hills, all that good stuff. I mean, you deserve designer gas. I mean, you are part of God's chosen few, right?
Well, let me tell you how sometimes this works in your favor. So, you know, we're starting basically a learning academy to assist homeschool parents. And what surprised a lot of people is that California has the most generous, gracious, best laws for homeschooling in the entire nation. And you want to guess why? The answer is Hollywood.
Why?
Hollywood. Because Hollywood has so many child actors that they had to change the laws in order to accommodate child actors in Hollywood, but it benefits the entire state. So Pick your red state. We have better laws on homeschooling than any red state in America. How's that for something interesting?
Wow, that is. Hey, by the way, when you get the academy going, I've got a great idea for you to include in the academy. And it's a boot camp sort of academic course study that would go on over the summertime for kids that are graduating you know, that graduated eighth grade and going to high school. And that is that you put them through an intense program where you basically take them through kindergarten to eighth grade, lickety-split. You relay the software, the educational software, reading, writing, and arithmetic. over a short period of time, maybe 8 to 10 weeks, but it's intense. And it's intense, it's specific and targeted, and to where these kids that graduate, when they go into high school, they're going to be so well prepared. They're going to know, they're going to have all this software that has been relayed now that they have an eighth grade understanding and appreciation of reading, writing, and arithmetic. It'll be a little bit easier, and some of those holes that they've missed along the way, you can fill those in and kind of smooth them down, and teach them how to study. Teach them really how to learn to where when they go as freshmen in high school, they're going to rip it up. What do you think?
I like it. You know, we're actually built around a system that is in many people's minds would be ancient, that is early America, where you really are teaching the four cores, and then we have electives on top of that that'll blow your mind. Nothing like – we have electives that public high schools only dream about. And we've started something. You're familiar with OSHA, which is basically the – okay, so we've created an OSHA called KEYS. So right now we have five courses for 6th through 12th grade. You can take graphic design. You can take songwriting. You can take theater performance, fashion, and business. And then there's a fifth one. I'm trying to think what that one is. Videography and editing. And so those are electives. And, it's a pretty unique program. We actually linked up with ILA, and they started their first school 10 years ago in Irvine. They have over 1,000 students. Now they have six schools across California, and I think they have one in Idaho now. And we'll be the 11th school. So we're pretty excited.
Wow.
All the teachers are actually certified. They got all the credentials to teach in any school in America, but there's a big difference. They're conservative, they're Christian, they're spirit-filled.
Wow. Wow, talk about the Holy Trinity of education and success right there. Hey, am I going to be able to utilize some of these young kids as interns to help when I come out and do the radio show out there?
I hope so. I mean, that you might be teaching a course in our KEYS program called radio broadcasting.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we'll do something. I'd love to do that. That would take me back to some fun times when I was an adjunct professor at Vanguard until they chased me out of there, you know. So,
well, you know what? It's time to come back. Come back and get some good gas.
Yeah, they're a designer boutique, designer desk. I love that. I mean, hey, I think Newsom's missing out on a marketing ploy here. That could really work. Hey, I want to talk to you about one of the featured topics at American Faith that you're writing about, and that is, thank God, I mean, how long does it take for the Senate to get together? And let's have a hearing on gain-of-function research. And this is the first since the start of the pandemic, and we can thank Rand Paul for his efforts and passion to even get to this point, right?
Oh, you know, he's been a real champion on this level, and being a doctor himself, you know, it helps to lend credibility. But let's explain to people what gain-of-function is. It basically is a process where you take a pathogen that is dangerous, all right, and then what you do is you amplify that and make it contagious for the purpose of study. That's the only purpose in doing it. So you might take something out of the animal world, for example, and you would somehow say, how do we make that so it could be used against humans? This is exactly what COVID was. So COVID was designed in a lab. It was designed to attack a certain demographic of people in order that they could experiment with it. And this is just one that got loose. This is just one that we know about. But my guess is that behind this are hundreds of these kind of studies that are being done at all times. And Fauci, while denying this, has been caught by the short hairs, and he's being grilled right now. So this guy ought to go to jail, in my opinion, for what he's done, what he's said, and how he's lied to the American public.
Yeah, getting caught by the short hairs, that's an Old Testament term. There's probably a special Hebrew definition and explanation of it that gets right to the point. The nature of the body politic and the beltway is such as even if you are caught by such short hairs, you can manage to erase the data, destroy evidence, and still get away with it. But we'll see if this committee has enough teeth to really bring some justice that's being demanded by the American people and certainly by those families that have suffered loss, Phil. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Is with us 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're just talking briefly, and I mean real briefly here, and I thought, well, might as well just segue into it because I've got an interview with the one and only Jonathan Cahn of Harbinger fame. And of course, he's got Harbinger 2, and he's got a new documentary out, which is all about Again, Harbinger 1, Harbinger 2, and the judgment cycle that America is in. And we just started to talk about it. Phil, this is this movie that Charisma has produced that is it's available now. You can stream it online. It is, well, I'll tell you, for people of faith, this really will rock your world and intensify your prayer, your fasting commitment, and your desire to seek God's face in a very demonstrative and holy and never before experienced sort of way, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. And people sometimes have a hard time kind of sorting through this on a global or on a national level. But let's just make it really simple. What you sow, you reap. There's going to be some effect. And we all understand that. Well, imagine that on your individual level or what you teach your children. But imagine now on a national level. How does when you sow unrighteousness, how is it do you reap, the negative and the disastrous results of that? And that's the concept we have here, that God is God of not just the individual. He's God of the nations. He's God of the world and the universe. And so the whole system works exactly the same, whether it's one or it's whether a million people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I'm glad you brought it in that context because, we're so American-centric. We think that we're the be-all and end-all of it. But when you view this movie, it really broadens your viewpoint in such a way that you realize that, hey, wait a minute, we're just a small aspect of this. And just like it was for the children of Israel, when the children of Israel got judged, who else got judged, Phil?
Well, exactly, everyone. You see, that's the thing. It goes back to these big principles, and I think it helps to kind of put this for people to put it in perspective. You tell your children not to hang out with certain people, and then they do, and the certain people do the wrong thing, but your child also is complicit in it and suffers the consequences of it. So that's why the Bible says, come out from among him and be a separate people, says the Lord. Why? Well, because you don't want to get caught up in this stuff. Why was it that God told Israel to drive out these foreign nations? It was because of the practices of burning their children to the god Molech. Now imagine that. Imagine somebody actually destroying the life of a baby. Well, America's been doing that with great fervor, since 1971, really. And if you think about it, wouldn't that result in some judgment? My question is also on that level, how many cures for cancer and other diseases did we abort? In other words, what creative person was going to be born that could solve some of the problems we're facing today, but we destroyed generations after generations of human beings that were created in the image of God?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Phil. I mean, because after all, let's go back. I mean, that the evil one, the evil forces understood when Jesus was coming, and look what they did. They set forth to kill all the babies. And of course, there's been a history of this taking place. In that case, it was, for power. The would-be king is coming. So Herod says, OK, let's kill all the babies. And part of the worship culture of the time is that we know that we have been designed as worshiping agents. We're going to worship something. It's either going to be the true God of the universe, God Almighty himself, or we're going to find some sort of substitute. And unfailingly, man has found a substitute time and again. And as you say, with the law of, reaping and sowing, you would think there would be enough history to say, no bueno, you don't want to serve anything other than God, because when you do these incredible things that even include, sacrificing your baby. And I love what God said when he talked to the children of Israel. He said, flat out just said, who told you that? Who gave you that idea? Who told you that I wanted you to sacrifice? I would never ask you to sacrifice your children to me. I mean, that is just so abhorrible, right? And here we are, because when we're away from God, then we do all these wacky, crazy things. And nations have done this. This happened historically, you know, for Israel and Israel's rich history. And America's going through. I mean, we are doing bizarre things right now. And what Jonathan is saying, especially in his new book that's going to come out in September, The Return of the Gods, is guess what? All those gods that have been chained and heretofore kind of kept down and locked under are now coming out like that spirit that went out in the desert and roamed out there and then came back to re-inhabit that body that it was delivered from and brought back with it seven worse demons. And this is what America is setting itself up for, Jonathan is stating in his book, Return of the Gods. I mean, it's powerful. And you think, again, America lives under the shadow and the pattern of Israel. So what happened to Israel, what are the chances that something of similar result is going to happen to America? And I want to think, I mean, I'm led to believe, Phil, that we're following that same pattern, because even when he breaks down, like in Harbinger about 9/11, the uncanny, and I say uncanny similarity between the judgment of Israel thousands of years ago, how they defied God and said, hey, it was because our walls weren't thick enough. We weren't armed up enough. We're going to build it better. We're going to build it stronger. And here we are thousands of years later. America is judged and we stand in defiance and say, nobody pauses for a second, Phil. Not for a second does anybody say, could this be the judgment of God? And it's right there in the Word of God, the judgment of God, and even down to the point which is in this movie. And I've been a reader of the one-year Bible, I'd say, for the last 20, 25 years. And it's interesting, and you can check this out, and that one-year Bible's been around since, what, the 1980s. Okay? So on September the 11th of the one-year Bible, the same scripture that was read on the synagogue in the synagogues that preceding weekend is from Isaiah 9:10. And on September the 11th, that same scripture is part of the one-year Bible.
That's amazing. Very amazing. Well, here's one thing that just keep in mind. Human beings practice self-betrayal. They will do what they know is wrong or bad for them and not even think about it. So, for example, the guy who's told you have emphysema, don't smoke, what does he do? He can't wait to get outside and smoke. So America keeps practicing self-betrayal. You do what's not in your best interest when you go away from God, because you will suffer. We will suffer the consequences of the actions that that are contrary to the Word of God and to the power of God. And yet at the other time, God says, I want to bless you to the thousandth generation of those who love me and serve me and follow after me. And I really believe that it's time to create as many parallel universes as you can in your world. That means that you do alternate schooling than from public. I know there are a lot of great public school teachers out there, but they're working in a system that is anti-God, mm-hmm. anti-American, and they need to make some big decisions about how they're going to proceed in their future, because exactly. Thank God that they're pouring into kids and helping kids, but they're getting restricted more and more and more in what they can do. So I think the only way to beat the system is to parallel universe system and create jobs, create schools, create food sources, everything else, counter what's happening in our world today.
Well, and may we continue to live that dream that was first envisioned by John Winthrop, who saw America as that city on a hill, just like what you're referring to, Phil, that would draw others to who? Not to America, but to the God that blessed America for doing godly things, for doing righteous things. I mean, that is our calling. That is our, in a sense, our declaration of our birth and our true independence right there. Phil Hotzenpiller, founder, proprietor of excuse me, AmericanFaith.com. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams blasted Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Sunday after more buses of illegal immigrants arrived in the Big Apple, where he accused the governor of using innocent people as political pawns to manufacture a crisis. The U.S. Senate on Sunday passed a massive spending bill intended to fight climate change, lower drug prices, raise corporate taxes, and hire an army of IRS agents to squeeze more taxes out of American wallets. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, after the 51-50 vote, with zero Republican support.
Joeflation, as some people call it, will now refer to Joe Manchin, not President Biden. It takes a special kind of stupid, in my judgment, to raise taxes during both a recession and inflation.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And guess what? She is back, the tax expert, Andrea Smith. And I promised her I would behave myself this time. And, you know, that's unusual for an old Catholic kid raised by a bunch of nuns. I just want you to know that. That's kind of my disclaimer going in. So, anyway, she's here to talk about when and why and how the shutdown is going to impact you and your devices. Now, we're talking about the 3G network shutdown. I mean, we hear so much about tech shutting down these days. I mean, this all makes us a little squeamish. I mean, you know, for those of us that were around for, you know, Y2K, right?
Yes, I suppose. But, you know, so many of us have already moved on from using those 3G bands that I think it's not as all-encompassing as Y2K was.
Right. So this is good. We're kind of cleaning up the network here, kind of like what we need to do with, you know, our airspace above, you know, above our skies. We got all that trash running around out there, right?
Right, right. It's like cleaning up the old wires. You know, when you put in a new TV or something, you want to take away the old wires, clean them up.
Okay, so Andrea's here to tell you, okay, calm down, take a breath, not to worry. All's going to be okay, you know, because, you know, all this stuff is antiquated. And, you know, we're screaming along in 5G world these days, right?
Yeah, I mean, the sky is not falling, right? This is a good thing. Technology is constantly evolving. It's why I love covering the technology field so much, because it's always changing. I mean, Bill, think about it. We used to listen to music. Well, you probably listened to music on 8-track, but we all used to listen to music on cassette.
Oh, boy, bring that up. Oh, gosh.
Shot on the bow. And many of us are streaming music, and we're watching videos on our phones, and those cellular networks are evolving too. So, you know, 15 years after that first iPhone 3G came out, well, those older 3G networks just can't support the way we're using our phones today. So what's happening is, by turning off those networks, the cell phone companies can use that bandwidth for newer technologies like 5G that provide greater capacity and faster speed.
And that makes so much sense. Andrea, is this now already in the process? The 3G is starting to be shut down so that by the end of the year, it's all finito?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The deadline's the end of the year. It has been underway already. And this is just, you know, they're getting the last customers who are still using 3G phones, getting them to move off of them and move on to newer devices.
They're probably the same people like me that still hold on to their number 2 Ticonderoga pencil and, you know, and notepad.
Just, maybe.
Yeah, you know, maybe. Just a little bit. But that's okay. I only say that because I can relate. So, you know, the fact of the matter is these 3G networks, I mean, a lot of positive in shutting them down, as you said. And the impact to consumers, it's all plus, very little negative here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, 5G can run between 10 and 100 times faster than a typical 4G connection. Mm-hmm. So all positive. You're just going to see much faster downloads in what you're doing. The wireless companies are really investing big in building out their 5G networks. In fact, T-Mobile was the first wireless company in the U.S. to launch 5G nationwide. And thanks to their merger with Sprint, they've now got the largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network, according to the latest independent benchmark. So everyone is building out their 5G network.
Exactly. Well, we were so excited when we first heard about 5G because we know, you know, speed is mo better. And for those of us that, you know, got a taste of it, it was like we just couldn't get it. We couldn't get enough of it. And the fact that it continues to perfect itself and evolve as all technology does, I mean, the benefits just continue to abound. So those that are still dealing with 3G, when they finally experience the speed of 5G and its efficiency, they're going to go, why didn't we do this sooner, right?
Well, so the problem is, why didn't we do this sooner? Because people are hanging on to their phones, right? They've been hanging on to their old phones because they work. Maybe they don't use smartphones for a lot of things, and it just didn't matter to them. But now that this is happening, most providers are offering free phones to replace the older 3G devices. I would recommend anyone who's upgrading should take a look at a 5G phone, if you can, to take advantage of that faster 5G network that you're talking about. And look at your current phone plan, because maybe you've been on a limited data plan, but now you want to stream music and videos. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to want an unlimited data plan. So shop around. Also, some providers have plans with amazing built-in benefits. For example, T-Mobile subscribers get free international data roaming. Many plans include Netflix, in-flight Wi-Fi with streaming, and so much more. So you're just going to save a bunch of money.
Yeah, the great deals there, and to your advantage to, you know, check it out and see which works best for you, as Andrea says. I mean, this is a great opportunity, especially with this transition, and they're incentivizing, you know, their customers to make this move because everything's going to be adapted to 5G. All the apps on the phones, I mean, eventually some of those apps that you've been holding on to, they'll probably just go away into the sunset, won't they?
Oh, well, apps often do that. I mean, you'll notice on your phone that you're constantly getting a reminder to update your app. You know, apps are constantly being updated, and they're updated to go along with, like, for instance, when the iPhone does an iOS update. You know, a lot of apps have to be redone to keep up with the update. So in conjunction with that, yes, everything is going to evolve to kind of fit better into this greater capacity 5G network.
See how brilliant she is, and we're so blessed to have Andrea Smith with us. She's the tech expert. She's got all the information that we need to know so we can make this transition and, you know, not suffer, you know, a whole lot of anxiety here. But on the other side, short-term anxiety maybe, but long-term, lots of fun and a lot of great opportunity and benefits are there on the horizon for you when you make this conversion. What else can consumers do, Andrea, to prepare for this transition?
So here's what I think you need to do. Homework. You need to go research the carriers in your area. I mean, look at this shift away from 3G as an opportunity to get the newer technology with faster speeds. So check out the new phones that are available to you. Check out the new phone plans. See what works for you, because you really might be surprised at how much has changed in the past 15 years.
Without a doubt. I mean, not to mention, you know, the speed, the availability, the bandwidth, and the packaging. I mean, these outlets, I mean, these operators are getting very aggressive with some of the plans and offerings. I mean, I know when I upgraded mine, I mean, it was wonderful. I got this incredible upgrade, and I'm paying less, Andrea. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah.
And I think that people, you know, when I talk to people and I let them know, you know, that some companies have specific plans, you know, for over 55, they're like, what? I didn't know that. You know, you forget. You just pay it every month and you forget. Research those carriers. Research those plans. Find out. You might be saving money.
Military discounts, too, by the way. You know, check
Absolutely.
It out if you've served
yep.
the country. I mean, all very generous, and I appreciate those companies that offer special pricing for those that have defended our country. One final question here, Andrea, if you would. People have been hearing that 5G may interfere with airplanes. Is that something that we should be worried about?
So there were news stories about it, but no, it's not anything for consumers to worry about. The wireless and the aviation industries are really working together to make sure that there are no safety issues.
Mm-hmm. But when you're still on the plane, they still want you to put it in airplane mode, right? I mean, you know, because after all, you're in this plane and you got a couple hundred people with you. It's bad enough you're dealing with, you know, possible COVID flying around in the interior. Let's not mess up the instrumentation because you want to be selfish enough to keep your phone on.
Well, and it makes me crazy when I'm on a plane, right, and we're, like, about to land, and the guy next to me's phone rings. I'm like, dude, really? Like, you can't just put your phone in airplane mode for 5 more minutes? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's one of my pet peeves. We share that. We have that in common. All right, we got to call a wrap to this thing. Too much fun for us today, Andrea Smith, as always. She is the tech expert. So where can everybody go for more information?
They can head to d6news.com/3G shutdown, and it is always fun talking to you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make
like around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, lift up your voice, lift up your hearts, get on your knees, seek God like you've never sought Him before, ladies and gentlemen. And revival follows repentance. That is what we must do. We must repent. America has been shaken. I'd say America, you know, like we were talking with Pastor Phil, sometimes we think it's all about America. It really isn't. It's about the entire world. I mean, it's God's entire creation. And it's all being shaken. And so what are we doing with it? For those of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see, we know it's not all that wonderful. And we deserve judgment, just like what we've read about in His Word and all that we have done and how we've sinned and failed Almighty God. And He's a just and righteous God. And I believe some are wondering, saying, well, you know, they ask me, they go, Bill, are we being judged? I go, you better believe we're being judged. But we're not acting as if we're being judged. Paul Asay joins us now. He's the Plugged In Senior Associate Editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. And he talks about culture, family-friendly movies, streaming, and DVDs. Hey, Paul, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you for asking. You know, as I was just sharing with the audience, you know, this is a question that comes up repeatedly. You know, people ask me, Bill, are we being judged? I say, well, you know, you tell me. I mean, look what's happening. And not just America, you know, because sometimes we think so much that we're the center of the universe, you know, that it's all about America. But it's all of God's creation right now. You know, there's been judgment upon Israel for thousands of years, time and again. We follow the pattern, I believe, of Israel, and look at what's happening. And if we just take the modern era since Roe v. Wade, 49 years, 63, you know, million babies, and that's a rough, very rough estimate. We're not even talking about babies that have died as a result of the abortion pill, right? They say that probably another 40% you can add to that number. And worldwide, we're talking about a billion babies that, you know, that have been murdered as a result of abortion that... Some, I would say, some blind people are insisting is their right. And rights come from God. They don't come from the government. They're not self-appointed, because then you become self-righteous. You know, rights are that which are law factual and come from God. They are consistent with the nature of God and God that controls nature, right? But we want to be told that somehow the choices we make are as substantive and of equal weight as a right. And that is a big lie from the pit of hell. And it's one that's gotten us in a lot of trouble and has us now at a point where we're being judged. And maybe, you know, just like with the children of Israel, you may not accept and understand you're being judged until it's so obvious, as if it's not obvious right now, Paul. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely. And I think that you go right back to the founding fathers' Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. We talk about being endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. I mean, I think our whole country was founded on the idea that these rights are not man-made things. These rights are given to us by our Creator. And I think that we have to be mindful of that. It's always difficult to sort of weigh where we're being judged and for what, and that can be a difficult walk to go down. But at the same time, you know, the Bible is very clear. People are judged for their actions, and societies are too. And I think that we have to be aware that is something that happens.
Right. Well, like the law of gravity, right? I mean, that's inarguable. Right. The law of gravity exists. Right. I mean, probably there's probably some naysayers out there don't believe in the law of gravity, because there's always some around. There is that law of reaping and sowing. You are going to reap what you sow. And if you've lived long enough, you kind of understand that. That almost becomes inarguable. Again, it's one of those statements that most people, I'd say probably, you know, maybe 90%, some may cringe at it, because they know when you say reaping and sowing, they instantly know that that is from God. And for people that resist God, you know, they're going to resist that statement. But it doesn't change it any more than it changed your defiance of gravity. Gravity still exists. Reaping and sowing still exist. Judgment will come if you do the wrong thing. We know. I mean, I was speaking with a friend of mine this morning, and he claims not to be religious. And I get that, you know, because, you know, people, I don't want to be religious. That's like kind of like people saying, well, I don't want to be a Democrat because I don't want to be associated with politics. I get that. Okay. So, yeah, you know, that's okay. But the fact of the matter is politics does exist. Fact of the matter is, you know, you can call it what you want. You want to say, okay, I resist religion. Well, guess what? Jesus did too. So you got good company there. But, you know, that aside, it's still the spiritual aspect of our humanity. And that's what agrees with God. That's what agrees, and the Holy Spirit works with, you know, with you on, to help you understand the difference between right and wrong. And that was his point. He says, you know, I know when I've been right, and I know when I'm wrong. I get that. And I said, yeah, you know where that comes from. And he kind of looked at me and he goes, well, yeah, from God. And I go, exactly. God gave that to all men. It's like the book of Romans talks about. And so we have that North Star, you know, implanted in each of us to know we have a conscience and we know the difference between right and wrong. Now, you really have to force yourself and sear your conscience, as the Apostle Paul said, in order to defy God. And this is what people are doing on the streets of America, in defying God. God never told us to sacrifice our children to him, as he told the children of Israel. Who came up with that idea, you know, he said in so many words. And here we are, we're doing the same thing, we're reproducing what they did, and guess what happened? Just as Israel got judged, America is being judged right now. Now, you may think, well, it's kind of minor, you know, we got some economic inconvenience, we're paying a little bit too much for gas, you know, the price of fertilizer is going up, our borders, our walls are down, our borders are open, threats that we were, you know, 20 years ago so concerned about seem to be so minimal these days. I mean, we are setting ourselves up for something most horrific, and that this country will end up imploding on itself. And why? I mean, somehow we think we want the benefits, the beneficence of God, the blessings of God, but we want it on our terms, not God's terms.
Yeah.
And God's terms are real clear, right, Paul?
Yeah. I think that's very true. And I think that we can all be guilty, I think, of cherry picking what we like to see in the Bible. And I think that we all really love that idea of a God who is loving and merciful, and all that is very, very true, right? But we right. sometimes skip over the areas where God does lay judgment on people. So I'm kind of an right. old radio geek, right? So sometimes when mm-hmm. I'm heading back and forth to movies, I listen to these old radio programs, and I've been listening to The Shadow lately. And one of the things he says at the very end.
The Shadow knows. Yes, exactly.
The Shadow knows. And he talks about, as you sow evil, so shall you reap evil. And, of course, that's right from the Bible. But I think it's very true. And some of those old stories that we can pluck from our past, from our grandparents' past even, they have sort of a moral clarity that sometimes the stories today don't really offer.
Yeah. Well, the fact of the matter is, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the fact that people are even questioning, you know, when they asked me to go, are we being judged? And I said, that's a good question. I go, what prompts you to ask that question? Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we know in our conscience we have participated with evil. It's not to say necessarily that we are evil. We've participated with it. And God has given us a prescription, which he says clearly. And this is a prescription, I think, that has been overlooked. It seems like there's a resurgence of this part of Scripture from 2 Chronicles 7:14. Some will say, well, that's out of context, Bill. You know, that was then. It doesn't have application to today. I don't believe that. I believe it does have application, and that's 2 Chronicles 7:14. And you can decide for yourself. But God said, look, if my people who were called by my name, okay, those are the ones that know. We know better. We know. We're called by his name. If we'll humble ourselves and pray, God will hear from heaven. He'll forgive our sins and heal our land. That's his promise. Okay? If we do our part, he'll do his part. And I believe that's what God is waiting for right now. He doesn't want to render judgment, but he's a just God and he has to. And he'll have to. And America thinks right now, hey, look, I've always had a paycheck, or maybe I've got less than one. I can make it work. I got some government subsidy and all that. But what happens when all that goes to hell in a handbasket? Think about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to let people ponder on that, and we'll leave a Salem moment for them. But I want to spend this last minute and a half talking about Ron Howard's movie, the 13 Lives, which is now, I think it's now streaming. And boy, I'll tell you, it is an emotional movie, to say the least, right?
It's incredible. It's really about we probably all remember the news story from 2018 about the soccer team, 12 boys and their coach got trapped in a cave in northern Thailand. An unexpected rain came down and flooded the cave. There was very, very little hope of them getting out. But through a lot of work, through a lot of cooperation, they were saved. And I was so grateful that I knew the end of this movie, actually, before I watched, because it was intense. It was really intense. 13 Lives is really the story of that rescue operation, directed by Ron Howard, who has won a couple of Oscars for his directing. It has a really stellar cast. It is a really strong movie. It has some swearing in it. Obviously, it has some peril. But as far as an inspirational story that'll make you kind of smile and have a little bit more hope at the end, I think that this sort of fits the bill.
Yeah, you know, Paul, thousands of people, I think they said over 5,000 people participated in that rescue attempt from all these different countries, including America, Britain, all over the world. It was amazing. Great story. You must see it. It's called 13 Lives from Ron Howard.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get